like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this 20th of July, 2016. Let me go to Thomas. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, John. Tom is here. I think your name is John, right?
Yeah, I'm the host of the show. I have been for, I don't know, 23, 24 years.
I need to get an alert. This is really going on. And I know you had several hosts that mentioned this about MK Ultra and stuff. They really have mind control stuff. And I'm in touch with some people now, a woman that made some YouTube videos about this. And I'm getting these alerts on my Twitter posted. I am now under, I didn't know what it was. It started 4 months back. I started hearing them frequencies. Are you aware of ELF and EMF, electromagnetic electromagnetic frequency? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I am.
Well, I'm under attack here. There, I don't know how they do it. Where I don't know. I'm learning it myself. I'm not in denial that I'm possibly being targeted because of my work I've been doing several years, getting truth out on my website and on Twitter, and they're targeting me now. It started 4 months ago. I was hearing it sounded, I'm in northeastern New Mexico, what it starts sounding like. It starts sounding like a rumbling freight train, but it didn't, not normal. It was going on and on, like almost constantly. I thought, this isn't normal. This sounds very, it's an evil sound. It's not good. And they're using cell towers, high voltage power lines, smart meters. They're using this technology, and even cell phones. I've been posting this. If you get a meter, it's actually, a lot of this causes radiation. And and then I started hearing the frequency would change, and it would sound like a hovering helicopter constantly above the house here. Sometimes it gets louder, and then it gets lower in frequency where you barely notice it. Sometimes it kind of sounds like it almost stops, and then it starts up again and goes on and on like an endless wave of. And what it does, it messes with your health. I'm very weak right now. It's giving me heart palpitations. They can make you lose it. They can make you go insane, drive you crazy. And I called somebody on the phone I just got off of. I talked to a friend that I've been helping from FOJC. I won't mention the name right now. I'll keep the name. I won't mention the name, but he told me over the phone he prayed with me over the phone, and he said he knows somebody. I'll leave that name out also, that he was helping in some conferences in the ministry that he does, that he heard was also under attack. So there is Christians out there that are getting attacked. So I want to let listeners know, if you start hearing this, you are not crazy, but you cannot go to these doctors or a psychiatrist.
Thomas, there's one way to prove that you're not nuts. When you hear the sound again, simply turn on a recording device with a good microphone. And then play it back.
I don't have a very good microphone, but I just want to let the listeners know, and so this is real, and if they hear it, they're not going crazy. I'm very weak from all the several days of attacks was coming on real strong. I may not make it if they take me down, but I've been praying.
Yeah, Thomas, let me ask you a question, because I've been doing this for a long time. They certainly know who the hell I am. I've had run-ins with the feds before, the FBI, and God knows what else, the BATFE and what have you. And I have never been directly threatened, nor have I really been screwed with. And I'm not diminishing, Thomas, what you have been up to or what you've been doing. But I keep hearing that, you know, that individuals, and it could very well be that I'm the head of a network, I own a network, and that's maybe the reason why they don't do it, because they'll pick smaller targets or what they would consider to be softer targets. But, have you made any public record of this? Have you made any complaints?
No, sir. Right now, all I know, I'm going to say this. I know this for a fact. I know all the cops. They are Freemasons in my local area. It's very corrupt. I have a Freemason form. Ex-cop lives right across from me, and I know there is many people that hate me because of what I do on my website.
Yeah, what do you do? That's what I'm trying to determine, Thomas. That you're such a threat.
I've been helping out. Is it okay to give the name out? And because he does go public, and David Carrico, FOJC Radio. I won't give the website out. I've been helping him out on my website. It's I go by Blue Raven on the internet. On Twitter, I'm found at Twitter or at Blue Raven USA on Twitter. Blue Raven USA on YouTube also.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Thomas, the best we can do here, since you've given out your contact information, anybody familiar with what you're talking about that can give you any further information, you just put the information out.
Okay. All right. What do you mean by get the information out?
No. I said you just put the information. Your contact, you just put it out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't fear. I'm not going to fear. I'm in touch with B. Jackson. If you search for her, I got in touch with her. She gave me a support group. There is a support group on TalkShoe. I don't remember. It's a long link. I don't remember. But there is a support group that you can listen to. But I'm afraid. I'm wondering if that support group can get infiltrated by wrong people. So,
there's one thing I can tell you right now, Thomas, that the fear is starting to grip you a little bit here, and resist that, because that's their most important tool, and they seem to have they seem to have you agitated, and they seem to have you on edge.
Yeah, I am. It gets you on pins and needles, and the woman I'm in touch with, she's been under the same attack. She said that fear is going to fuel the attacks, that you can't fear, and you can't get agitated, can't get angry. It's going to fuel it and make it worse. So
absolutely. Well, put out your Twitter account one more time. Somebody has any more information, or they can contact you on the Twitter page. Go ahead and put it out again.
Blue Raven, Blue Raven USA, at Blue Raven USA. I'm also found on YouTube at Blue Raven USA on all the FOJC radio broadcasts I've uploaded. When you look in the information box on the FOJC radio videos, on the very bottom where it says uploaded, video uploaded by Blue Raven. That's my website. You'll see my website. Sometimes I stream on Vaughn Live TV, and you'll find all my information there.
All right.
And you can contact me on my website, on the contact form, and I will get back a hold of you. And if anybody is under the same attacks, I'll send a support group, and I'll try to send as much information. I also have an RBN from Republic Broadcasting Network from, I guess, a long time ago. It has links on how you can protect yourself from these attacks on some stuff you can protect yourself. If anybody is experiencing this, you're not alone. You're not crazy. And thank you for accepting my call, John. You're blessed. I pray your network is blessed. Thank you very much, John.
Okay, Thomas, thank you. I appreciate your call. There's not a whole lot I can contribute to that. I do have a friend, and I don't know if he wants me to put this information out, so I'll not mention his name. But when he built his home, it's nothing but a gigantic Faraday cage. Well, it's more than that, obviously. But he's very well grounded, if you know what I mean. All right, let me go to Mark in Cheyenne. Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
How are you? I haven't talked in a while.
Well, what's going on?
Not too much. You were talking about Bundy?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not unusual. I think there's some misinformation. The government does this all the time in every federal case. And I can give you the code section. It's called the Jenks Act.
Mm-hmm.
And what it means is we don't get, as you know, I did federal stuff for, 15, 20 years. We don't get the discovery. We certainly can never release it. We get it comes on a red sheet. It's a protection order, and it's in all cases almost, especially if there are co-defendants. But the actual statements of the witnesses we're not allowed to get until, if you look at the act, until after they testify. They don't usually do that, but you get it just a day or two before trial. Another unfairness of the federal system, I suppose. But I you know what they're putting out there. You know, when I read all that stuff, I was like, "Well, I dealt with that for 20 years. It's nothing unusual. I'm not saying I like it, but it's not unusual."
Well, I wasn't even aware. Was there even a grand jury impaneled on this?
I'm sure there was. And you don't get grand jury transcripts. You have to request them specifically, and they rarely release them. Almost never. I think I've gotten grand jury test transcripts maybe three times.
So why does this federal judge, this Peggy Lean, why did she feel it necessary to issue this order with the explanation of potential threats and intimidation and harassment to victims, witnesses, and law enforcement officers? That's that the Bundys and all these people that they have charged, they want this information out.
Well, and that's why they don't release it. It's to protect witnesses. It's usually issued, John, in drug cases. And so you have a co-defendant who's ratted you out. And I had some Jenks material released on one of my clients. I got a sentence reduced because of it, because he got death threats. Because they found out he was a cooperating witness. But I think she did that publicly because it's such a public case. And they filed a motion. And I've been in hearings where some of these weird lawyers filed these motions for Jenks material. And we had a hearing, they were public, and the judge issued the same kind of a ruling, but he was a little nastier. He said, you know you can't get this, why are you asking for it? You're not allowed to get it. If you just want, just for fun, if your readers or your listeners want to look it up, it's 18 U.S.C. 3500, Demands for Production of Statements and Reports of Witnesses. And it gives a procedure, they call it the Jenks Act, it's been around forever.
Now, I maybe you don't share the distrust of the federal system.
Are you kidding? I know it better than you. It is a corrupt, bad system, dude.
Okay, well, having said that then,
okay. You
know, I'm wondering where the ties are and how deep this... I mean, this is a range war. I mean, plain and simple. It's been going on for more than a half a century. And the real issue at the bottom of this case, and this is what the Bundys wanted to know, is who the hell's land is this? And what business is the federal government when these lands should have been ceded back to the states once they formed from the territory? And the government here is evidently making some hay off of this, if you will. They're making money. Harry Reid, the story keeps coming and going about Hillary Clinton and the deals that she made with the uranium out there to the Russians. I mean, how deep does this go? But really, at the core issue of this whole damn case, and has been with 50 years, it's not the Bundys, not just them. It's whose damn land is this?
Well, I agree with everything you just said, except you're mixing two things. The Bundys weren't necessarily arrested. I know some of those people that showed up were arrested, but the Bundys went up to Oregon, and that's when the arrest took place, and then they went and got the rest of them. And I don't know that they really have a case in what, obstruction of peace officers or whatever that is. I don't even know what they're charging them with. Those people had a right to be there, and you're right about the land stuff. But it's always been that way in this country, and the government owns it all. I mean, look out west. You know, I live in Wyoming. If you look at Wyoming, they own all the good land. Look at the railroads when they came out here. They got the, what, 20 miles on each side?
Yeah.
I mean, their surveyors picked the best land that was out there that had the most minerals in it. I mean, that's where they ran the tracks. So that they got that, that's how they made their profit on running the railroads. But I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but remember, we're mixing two different things. The Bundys were arrested for seizing whatever they seized up there, that little rest area, wherever that
thing. The Malheur.
Excuse me?
It was Malheur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, but as far as this, you know, I call you, what, once a year? When I start seeing these stories coming out, and then it's like the sentence reductions we talked about that first time. But this thing here, when I read it, I said, yeah, it's a Jenks Act. Of course they're not going to release it. Now, lawyers just kind of getting publicity for the case by filing a motion for evidence that he knows he's not entitled to.
Well, I don't know. When was the last time you saw a story about this, the BLM situation, other than Black Lives Matter, up there in Wyoming? This has not been. This has really not been public. The only issue was Lavoie Finicum and Malheur itself, and then all of a sudden it disappears from the radar scope.
Well, of course they do that. And Americans have what, an attention span of 5 minutes,
or less, depending.
Yeah. Well, we can remember back 200 years. We know what this country's supposed to be, and we know what it has turned out to be. And it's at the best, it's a fascist state, but mostly I consider the federal government a giant mafia.
Yeah, the Gambinos and the Genoveses, yeah.
Right.
By the way, what did you do with the federales before? What in what capacity?
Oh, remember, I was a federal criminal defense lawyer. I did the conspiracy cases for 20 years. I wouldn't work for them. I worked against them.
Okay. All right. I was just, my following question, if you were to answer any way than you just did, my next question was, are you getting a retirement from them?
And you know, I swear, John, that's how they pay them off, because boy, do they have a buku retirement plan.
Well, you know, think about this. If you ever made it into being a U.S. congressman, all you got to do is run one term, and you get a retirement pay for the rest of your life.
Pretty good to make the laws, isn't it?
Yeah, the administrative state. All right, hey, I appreciate your call. Thanks a lot for calling, and don't wait so long for the next time.
All right, John, talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. I don't know. When did these arrests go down? And they're not going to have the trial until February? And all indications I see, there's a lot that's being hidden from the public. And I think that's why this story got as much legs as it did. All right, let's take this break. 800-313-9443. We'll take more calls, more information coming your way. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
In Florida.
Yeah, good evening, John. Good show. John, I got some news for your friend Thomas that I just called in a little bit back. I want him to go to the music store and get a tuning fork, and I'm going to explain something to him. Yes, you are being bombarded. I actually can tell you about people that died from cancer from their cell phones, who got brain cancer and all kinds of stuff from their cell phones back in when they first came out back in the late 80s. And I just want to explain to Thomas, I don't know if he's familiar with Nikola Tesla, and I don't know if he's familiar with a guy here in Homestead, Florida called Edward Lee Scallion. He built a coral castle when he was moving 10-ton blocks, and he only weighed 85 pounds. He actually balanced one 10-ton rock on a bicycle Schwinn axle. And I want this guy, Thomas, to understand that our government is bombarding us, and don't think the Israelis don't have it, too. And before I get to that, I just want to say, I listened to Savage today, and he's talking about the KGB. And he's talking about how designed, and he's talking very harsh about Wolf Blitzer and these Jews in the media. Michael Savage is off the charts today about what's going on with the media in his country and how it's controlled by a small minority of Jews. And
get out of here.
Savage was saying the KGB is using mind control on the populace with the CNN and all these news networks. Now, Michael Savage was hitting a home run out of the park, Grand Slammers. And he was really on message. But I'm going to tell you back to Thomas. Thomas, yes, get a tuning fork.
Wait a minute. Back up to Tom. Tom, slow down. Slow your roll, man. Let me go back. There is no more KGB. So what is Savage saying that it's KGB and it's John, mind control?
I'm going to explain to you then, okay? He's talking, he got old footage from 1993 and the KGB agent passed away. The KGB agent was exposing about mind control and how people literally can turn your brain into thinking from a good thought to a bad thought. That's what Michael Savage was saying. He was saying, Wolfie, you're a bad Jew. And Michael Savage, who's being Jewish himself, was hammering home how the controlled media of this country is running the populace. Okay, John? How would people want to vote for a lesbian like Hillary over a guy like Trump who does believe in Christianity? He wants to make this country great again. But you got millions of people are so under my control, especially the youth, that you just want free handouts like Bernie's gone around. Everything should be free because this is mind control. And Michael Savage was hit a home run after home run talking about how look at John. I got an example. How come the state of Israel does not take in all these refugees that are coming from Syria? How many refugees is Israel taking in, John?
Well,
United States is taking in millions, but a million of people. But how, look, we got 15 million illegals in this country that are in this country. What are they going to be when they get the chance to vote? Who are they going to vote for, John? The Democratic Party or the Republican Party? There will be no more Republican Party in 20 years because all these illegals are going to potentially become citizens, and they're going to vote for all the free handouts, and they'll become Democrats because it's mind control. Like the gentleman Thomas is saying, they're probably here. They're making him sick because I'm telling you, there's a way to do it. When you go to a chiropractor, and that's another thing. He can do. Go to a chiropractor because they use like a tuning. They try to take off power because your brain stem all the way down your spine is being controlled with these bombardments from what they're doing in these mind control. Who's running Washington? Who runs Israel? These people are bad people. And Michael Savage said it today. He explained it to the millions, hundreds of thousands of people listening to Savage. And I heard him, and I heard what he said. He's talking about old KGBs still existing in the United States with the new media we have. Who is Wolfie Blitzer and all these other schmucks that run the media?
I'm having a hard time digesting. You know, you're saying that Savage hit a home run doing this. Man, he'd have to hit a lot of home runs to make up for some of the bad stuff that he's done. The absolute BS and distraction he's put out there. What is prompting him to go after the Jewish controlled media?
I don't know, John, but it's off the chain. You need to archive it. I can tell you this. I'm going to give you another thing. You brought the word up, Faraday cage. You said the word Faraday cage. You know what the Faraday cage is, right, John?
Yeah, it's a big grounding outfit.
Also, I'm going to tell you this, so Thomas understands this. Back in the 1930s, Nikola Tesla was out in Las Vegas. He's actually proved that there's free energy in the sky. You don't need cables and all this crap. But these power companies want it. You don't need cables underground or up top on poles. There was free. They're going to build towers. And they can send the electrons through the air. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing, John.
Dave?
You're not in Homestead, Florida.
I've got to go to break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we're back. Let us go back to the phones. Johnny in New York. Hello, Johnny.
How are you, Brother John?
What's up?
Yeah, just a great show as usual, John. You know, these elections that coming up are a farce. You know, your website is excellent, John. You know, just this one video I just looked at with, you know, this question from a guy that really abhorred, you know, the killing of unborn babies and wasting our money and blood over there, you know, for the Zionist Israel. Two of the best things you ever did was read Ben Friedman's book and Jack Bernstein's. A great service you provide. And great enlightenment to many. So I thank you, and I pray Godspeed to you, brother. And you be blessed, my friend.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Johnny. Alrighty, sir. John in Little Rock. Hello, Little Rock. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm on.
You're on.
I'm on.
You're on.
Hey, I got two quick questions here. One of them. The Democrat and the Republican, they're both so hypocritical, right?
John, you got a funky little cell connection. Repeat that. Say that again.
Donald Trump, I said the two-party system. I got two quick questions.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
All right. Now, they're both hypocrites. Donald Trump riding around in a limbo. Hillary Clinton is riding around in a limbo.
Yeah.
And both of them ain't going to say nothing bad about Israel. And the other question is that, here in Little Rock, I got my own radio show, Radio Occupied America, and I talk about it, and I talk about Israel. As a matter of fact, I'm campaigning for Congress in the 2nd District here against a Jew-loving scumbag, Prince Hill, who's now the current congressman and a Republican.
Okay. Do I still have...
Here's the deal, right? The people ain't seem to get it, right? Stop voting for political parties. Now, on my congressional campaign page, I laid down the basis for political, and I mean a federal term limit. You know, president, 2 years, Congress, 2 years, and the Senate, worthless Senate, 2 years, and a lifetime ban on public service ever again. Let me tell you something, John, you can quote it from me. The politician used to love to say, 3 strikes, you're out. Well, I say, 1 strike, and you're done. Now, you can quote that, John, forever. You got it from me, though, first.
All right. Well, John, I appreciate
the
call.
1 strike, you're done.
1 strike, and they're done.
I want you to quote that, John.
All right. Well, good luck on your congressional campaign. Thanks for your call. You know, I've asked the question before. Why has there not been anybody in this country in any leadership role or wannabe leader that has not informed a black population in this country about the 14th Amendment? And being thrown in the slavery cage with no visible bars, just like the rest of us. That would be a good place to start, I would think. All right. Who's up next here? Dave in Nevada. Hello, Dave.
Hey, John. Yeah, good show today. I wanted to touch upon something that you were talking about earlier. It was the Clintons in general and kind of in connection with the justice system. There's an article, I don't know if it's still up, but it's on Patrick J. Buchanan's website. And the article is entitled, Is Hillary Fit to Run for President? And I don't know if many people caught this or not, this article, but it's kind of misleading because the article itself is not really about Hillary. It's about why James Comey did not indict Hillary. And he basically goes up to bat for his friend James Comey and says, well, he didn't indict Hillary because, in conclusion, he asks this rhetorical question. He says, well, isn't it for the people to decide during the elections whether Hillary is guilty or not? That's what his argument was.
Isn't this the same Colby, Dave, that was found face down in a stream or a river with a life jacket on?
No, I'm talking about the FBI head.
Did you say the name Colby, though, or did you say Comey?
No, what's it, John Comey, the FBI head. What's his last name?
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we're talking about the FBI head. Isn't his last name? It's Comey, right?
Comey.
L-M-Y. So anyways, in this article, he's basically exonerating the FBI head. And what he's doing is that he's going up to bat for a fraternity member. And this is supposedly a conservative Catholic, Patrick Buchanan. And he's basically justifying the FBI's head non-indictment of Hillary Clinton. But if you actually look at what he's doing, he's going up to bat for a fellow fraternity member.
Well,
and by that I mean they're both Knights of Malta.
Yeah, well, Dave, have you ever trusted Patrick Buchanan? I mean, really?
I don't know.
You don't know whether you haven't?
No. Well, I'll just put it to you this way: Patrick Buchanan was always a great question mark. To me,
okay.
he was suspect to begin with.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of odd that he's been this this doppelganger, this hanger on. You know, for a while he brought his sister in, and you could tell that this was Patrick Buchanan's sister, Bay. And for a while they were there, and they had a lot of FaceTime on the medias. But Patrick Buchanan, for supposedly this good conservative Christian that he is, I've never seen the real value in this guy. I mean, I don't know. I have never gotten Buchanan and why he is still where he is at. He's still on the news circuit. They still bring him in. His last stop, I think he's still there, is on MSNBC. Why in the hell would you want to go to MSNBC? What are you there for?
It's because he's an insider, that's why.
That's pretty much my summation.
He's an insider, but he's a very well-crafted insider, what I'm saying. He's a very subtle insider that he's got the persona of an outsider. And that's how they've gotten a lot of conservatives stuck in the mire and played in the game. Because they have guys like Patrick Buchanan who are really, they're part of the same fraternity. Bill Clinton and this FBI head, they're both in the same fraternity as Buchanan.
Dave, I'm losing you. Your phone is wigging out on me.
Okay, yeah. So anyways, they're in the same fraternity, is what I'm saying. The Clintons, the FBI head, and James Buchanan.
Well, hopefully this little cabal can be cracked. And if you start the one pig squealing, it could bring the whole pig farm down.
And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because you're touching on a subject that's what I believe is probably more important than the presidential elections. It's the justice system.
Yep.
It's our legal system.
Yep.
And that's what we're losing focus on, and that's kind of what I'm concerned about, regardless of who becomes president.
The system remains.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, the system remains the same.
Right.
But the faces change. Well,
right.
We'll see how serious people are. And, you know, I'm watching Trump here, and I'm watching the people that he's attracting, and I'm waiting to see the people that have been on record, public record, whether they've been in governmental service or whether they've been a politician or whatever their capacity. I'm waiting for the good people to come forth with information. I mean, Donald Trump could spend the next 4 years of a presidency just going after the justice system in this country and busting bad guys. I mean, people have lost faith in their institutions in this country. That's part of the plan. That wasn't an accident or a byproduct of all of this. And quite frankly, they don't care. They really do not give a damn. Now, Donald Trump, he seems to be an everyman's man. For a billionaire, he sure has tendencies to kind of like look out for the little guy. I don't know. It's a strange situation. We have never been in this situation before, Dave. And is it really going to matter who is in the White House? If Hillary Clinton was in there, she could do a lot of damage. If Donald Trump is in there, I think he can at least do one thing, slow the roll. And the salvation to our problems here is going to have to come from the bottom up, not from the top down. It's going to have to come from the states. And that's going to mean that we're going to need good legislature members, and we're going to have some governors. At least governors that will bend to the will of the state legislatures.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think you hit the nail on the head earlier. What you said is that what's going to be the litmus test if and when Donald Trump becomes president is what happens in our courts after the fact. That's going to be the litmus test. That's how you're going to know where we are.
Well, I said, the Bundy case would be a good place to start. He'll take office in January, and coming up February 6th is their case. So we'll see where this goes.
We'll see.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for your time, John.
Okay, thanks for your call. Let me go to Russ in West Virginia. Hello, Russ. Long time.
Hello, John. Long time. Haven't heard from you. Listen, I'll make this quick because I'm on a cell phone and I don't want it to flip out. You had a call from Tom from Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you what happened today. Because I don't have cable and all that stuff, I can't get your show except by my cell phone.
Right.
So what happened today, 9:10 a.m., Parkersburg, West Virginia, WLTP, it's a talk radio station. Hannity came on, and he was bad-mouthing the government in some way or form. I didn't get quite everything because of the static in and out. And the station went blank and never went back on again today.
Now, you said that was Hannity?
That was Hannity.
Hmm. Well,
so for what it's worth, like I said, for what it's worth, I found it odd that the station would go totally blank. And we had no storms in the area.
Yeah, well, Sean Hannity is no great threat to anybody. He's one of them. He's one of their players. And I can't see the percentage of cutting him off. If they didn't cut what's his face off here by talking about the Jewish owned media in this country, I don't know why they would go after
his show went off first. I mean, he finished his show. You talking about Limbaugh?
No. What's the Mike, who's the talk show?
Savage.
Savage.
Yeah, well, he hadn't come on yet.
Hmm.
But he never did come on today. Everything was blank today, all day long.
Well, there's several reasons why a station may go dark. They may have had, transmitter problems. They might have had feed problems.
I agree with that. But what spurred me to call was because Tom was talking about somebody there.
Yeah.
Hmm. And so I just brought it up as maybe just another, what it was worth. That's why I brought it up.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
I continue to listen on my radio.
Okay. Thanks, Russ.
Right,
I appreciate
you.
I appreciate your call. By the way, I was made aware that there's a few mistakes on our 9 wide, and they schedule this stuff out by time block. And not necessarily by host. And I guess Vince Finelli, we had an hour of the good pastor, the Mac Daddy guy, in there for an hour of Vince's show. So we've made them aware, and hopefully by tomorrow that problem will be remedied. And who do I have up next here? Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
John, it's been a while.
What's on your mind?
Well, I want to address the concerns that some of your callers have had concerning Don Trump not taking on the Israeli lobby at this juncture, anyhow, head on. He has, at times, it was the Republican-Jewish coalition, John, that last December booed him off the stage. And when you look at the vitriol from Michael Medved, talk show Jew, and his enemies are really vitriolic against him, they are concerned in the Zionist quarter, in the Zio media, about him. And I say this, that you put it right a couple months back, John, when you said we might have to just wait till this guy takes office, till he gets in there to see which direction he's going to go. And I'm going to cut him that slack. I'm, like you, still rolling the dice. We know what we would get with Hillary, or what we would have got with Marco Rubio and et al. So what I'm saying is another hope I have that he will segue from his pro-military stand and pro-veteran to what is in 11 months from now, and that is the 50th anniversary of the USS Liberty. And so there is a lot that is lining up. And the fact of the matter is, I do think that we can cut him some slack on the strategy, at least at this point. We don't know exactly what he's going to do. He may have to purge some of the people he's billing cooing right now. Perhaps even Pence himself, if Pence starts talking his free trade stuff out of turn. So I'm just saying that he's worth the roll of the dice, and I do think he has upset a lot of apple carts here enough to cause great concern with the Blitzers and the Mike Medveds and what have you. That's my take on it.
All right. Well, politically speaking, he's making political capital off of the shootings that have been going on. He's already made his stance how he feels on the Second Amendment. He's already come out and stated, and he's backtracked on this just a little bit, and I think he did this for political reasons when he said he was against even going into Iraq because of the flimsy reasons. I think he's playing politics right now, trying to keep the opposition at bay and trying to placate him. Now, that's good political sense to do that. So,
right.
But Ed, we'll see how this turns out.
Okay, John, and you're doing the yeoman's job. You are the spear tip now. In you know, after the death of Willis Cardo last fall, you're the Willis Cardo. I must say.
Well, hopefully, I'll be.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You know, I mentioned this nine wide, I deemed it, gave it a name, for calling in and listening to the program with people with unlimited minutes on any phone, whether it's your home phone, iPhone, BlackBerry, whatever. And people are really starting to take advantage of it. We're, what, two-thirds into this month, and we already have close to 800,000 minutes so far. So spread the word on that, folks. It's well worth it. Let me go take one last caller here. Tony in Chicago. Hello, Tony.
John, are you familiar with this guy, Peter Thiel?
I've heard the name barely, but No, it escapes me.
Okay, I want to point something out very unusual, and I'll get to the point. He's worth $2.2 billion. He made his money in PayPal and on his 10% stake in Facebook stock that he, he liquidated and took
All right, that's what I heard the name associated with. Okay.
He's on the board of directors of Facebook. Okay, he is a homosexual. The last time I saw him was in front of the hotel in Cologne, Germany, where they were holding the Bilderberg meeting that he was attending, and he was Alex Jones's people were chasing him when he walked out the front door. Okay. You know where he is at tonight? He's at the RNC convention making a speech in favor of Trump. And it just doesn't add up. What is a guy like this doing there? Okay, he was just at Bilderberg. We'll say Lindsey Graham was just at Bilderberg. But Lindsey Graham's not at this convention. No one's ever heard of this dude. He comes from, you know, the New World Order California Illuminists. He's not
maybe that's why exactly why he is there, because he's not that well known. A Lindsey Graham goes walking to that place, all the TV cameras would be on him. Maybe he's there trying to buy or curry some political favor.
I guess we'll see what he has to say. I don't think he's going to spill the beans on what they were talking about at Bilderberg last month. I know he's not going to do that. And it's on the front page of Drudge. They're all freaking out over this, and it just doesn't add up. And I'm not saying that Trump is doing anything wrong, and I'm not going to say Trump is in the New World Order and everything, but it's just very peculiar that a guy like this that comes from this group of people that hate Trump, he's at Bilderberg, and all of a sudden he's supporting Trump, and they've got him up on stage, especially when no one even knows who this guy is, except people like myself and yourself and people that look into the New World Order and who's in it and who.
Well, I would find it more suspicious, Tony, if none of the ne'er-do-wells were at this Republican National Convention. I mean, they're going to have what's his face, this wonderful guy that was running for president as well. What the hell was his name from Texas?
Ted Cruz. He's a senator. He ran for. It makes sense that he's there. Okay, he was part of the process.
It doesn't make much sense to me because I saw a press conference as Trump was landing for the Republican convention. He was giving a press conference, and he was out there taking jabs at Trump. Some political strategists have said that maybe he's there to keep his name in the ring for a possible run for the presidency in 2012. Good luck with that, Chuck. You know, these tigers don't change their stripes. He's just as sleazy tomorrow as he was yesterday and probably will remain so. Hey, Tony, thanks for your call.
Right.
I appreciate it, bud.
Thanks for the call.
All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll come back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. I thank you for being here. Spread the word on that call-in number and take advantage of it. It's really kind of neat. And especially if you're in your car, you got Bluetooth, or you got a hookup for an auxiliary, you can play the network right on your car stereo, and it sounds great. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.